Paddy, are you using this post office long?
Since about 1940.
Oh,
sad day, surely, to see it closed. It's going to leave it very awkward for people. Well, we're told to go to Ballymote.
Is that an option for you, or can you get to Ballymote?
Well, Ballymote is about 10 miles from me.
And we wonder who's going to compensate us for driving down to Ballymote with our post.
It's a long trek for
it is,
you
yes,
to,
it is.
To just go to
Ballymote. Yeah, it leaves it very awkward, especially in bad weather. If the roads are slippy or things like that, you know, you'll miss all the people. You won't meet people now anymore. Like we used to come out, you know, and have a chat on a Friday and meet all the locals, and that's all gone now. I don't know what they're trying to do, close down the countryside altogether. I never thought it'd come to this. No, I always had hope that it would be saved, you know.
Do I use it a couple times a week? I'm not one bit happy. I think it's devastation on the village of Gortreen for young and old, because for a start, the young people won't experience a post office if this is taken away. And the old people, probably a lot of them, don't have transport. We don't really have public transport as such here. So I just think it's terrible. There's an awful sadness. There is. And if this is the way rural Ireland is going to be treated, where are we going to be in 10 or 15 years' time?
I work actually as a casual post person here, covering the two regular men. So as you can see, it's a sad day. A sad end to which was a kind of a vibrant campaign, a fantastic committee, of which my wife is a member. We didn't envisage that it would end up this way. We thought we'd have a more positive outcome, but unfortunately it's gone to this. We're just, some of us here were looking up at the new signage as well, and I mean, it really does add insult to injury, really.
Can we just keep it open?
Yeah, you want to keep it open?
Yeah. So where are we going to post our Christmas letters?
Yeah, and our Valentine's too.
And your Valentine's cards.
Yeah. And people would have to walk a long way all the way to Ballymote.